So we are continuing Surah Kahf, and the verse I recited is verse number 83. And they ask you about Zulkarnain, say, I will recite unto you a remembrance of him. Because they had a couple of questions. We started with Surah Kahf, that their politicians asked question about Ashab-e Kahf and companion of the cave and Zulkarnain. So now this is Allah answering about Zulkarnain. They ask you about Zulkarnain, say, I'll recite unto you a remembrance of him. So Prophet described the description of Zulkarnain. So there are a lot of things about his description, and there are a lot of even controversy about him, you know. Who was he, when he was born, where he was from, why he was called Zulkarnain. So there are a lot of things. So you know, if you read Mizan, it's very detailed, but the famous narration is there that he was called Zulkarnain because he had two horns of sun. What is two horns of sun? He conquered east and west both. Those were the two horns of the sun. So that's why he was called Zulkarnain, because of having he conquered the two sides of the world. Now Imam Ali was asked about Zulkarnain. So he answered that he was a servant who loved Allah and whom Allah loved. That's how he was. He sincerely helped Allah and Allah helped him. He loved Allah and Allah loved him. He helped Allah and Allah helped him. And Mullah said that he was called Zulkarnain because he invited his people to Allah, but they hit him on the side of his head. So he was wounded twice on his head. That's why he was called Zulkarnain. Then Mullah said that somebody sitting like him among you also, who was wounded twice. So he was referring to himself. Why? Because one time Mullah was hit on the head by Amr bin Abdawid, and second time with cursed one, Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam. They hit him twice. So Mullah said that there is somebody who just like him. So that's how Zulkarnain was. And now there is a more discussion that who was Zulkarnain and what time he was there. So Tafsir al-Namuna points out, and even Mizan points out, that there was Cyrus who was Zulkarnain. Cyrus was the one who conquered left, east and west both, and even north. So they say about Cyrus, because they dig a statue of Cyrus in Iran, and on his crown there were two horns coming out. So they say that there was Cyrus who was the one who was called Zulkarnain. Inna makkana lahu fil ardi wa atainahu min kulli shay'in sababa. Verily we did make him mighty in the earth, and we granted him the means to everything. So he followed a course. Allah said that I gave him the mind on the earth. There were only two kings from the believer who conquered the world. One was Prophet Sulaiman, and second was Zulkarnain. And that was from Allah. That Allah established him on this earth and gave all the means to do that. وَآتَيْنَا مِنْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. He created all the sabab for him, all the means to get the victory. So he had the knowledge, he had the wisdom, he had the leadership, he was religious, he was spiritual, he got all the means. Mullah Muttaqiyan says about Zulkarnain that Allah made clouds timid for him in a manner that he could ride on it, and he granted him the means of everything, and he made everything bright for him, so that the night and the day became the same for him. This is the meaning of making him mighty in the earth. That's what Imam said, that he was, everything was given in control. He went to east and west. And now the question comes, was he a prophet? No, they say he was not a prophet, he was a believer. Was there any prophet with him? Yes. Khizr was with him. When he went to the missions, Khidr was with him. So Khidr was the prophet who was with him. So because Allah talked to Zulkarnain, because now we'll be reading the inshallah verses about Allah talking to him, So the discussion is how Allah talked to Zulkarnain. Was he prophet? So no, he was not prophet. So how Allah communicated with Zulkarnain? Two ways. It could be through the prophet who was there, like Khidr alayhi salam, or maybe Allah revealed to his heart, like Musa's mother was not a prophet, but Allah talked to him through revelation. So there were two ways to think that how Allah communicated with Khidr alayhi salam. Now in next verse, Allah says, فَأَتْبَى سَبَبَى. So he followed a course. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئَةٍ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا قُلْنَا يَا ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَن تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا أَن تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا. Until when he reached a setting place of sun, he found it setting at in a muddy spring, and he found by it a people. We said, O Zulkarnain, either you chastise them or you take a way of kindness among them. So he took a course, and till he reached to the place where he saw the sun was going down in a muddy spring. So when he found some people there, so Allah told him that, Zulkarnain, either you chastise them or you take a way of kindness among them. So what is this? So when he reached to the west side, he reached to the point where he saw the sun setting down in a muddy spring. What is muddy spring? Right? So what they say is that it's ocean near, it's like a Mediterranean sea where sun was setting down. So when you go to the maximum of the west at that time, so you hit the Mediterranean Sea, and it was kind of black, the sea was a little black because of the mud. So it looked like if sun is setting down, sun setting down in the ocean, because ocean became like a horizon. So now there's a discrepancy, is it like muddy ocean or hot ocean? So they say that it could be either muddy ocean, which is like a Mediterranean Sea, or it could be hot ocean. What is hot ocean? Hot ocean is that it could be the ocean towards the Africa, which is near equator, is hot. So he reached, Allah says, he reached to the point of that, to the end of the earth, till he starts seeing the Mediterranean Ocean. And he conquered those people. So when he conquered those people, apparently they were polytheists, they were mushrik, you know. So Allah told him that either you chastise them or you forgive them. Because his mission was always to go east and west and north to conquer them and make them mu'minin, make them to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his mission, and that's why Allah helped him. So Allah said that either you chastise them or you be kind to them. قَالَ أَمَّا مَنْ ظَلْمَ فَصَوْفُ نُعَدِّبُهُ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ فَيُعَدِّبُهُ عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. He said, as for him who is unjust, we will chastise him, then he shall be returned to his Lord, and he will chastise him with a grievous chastisement. وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلِ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا. But as for him who believes and does righteousness, for him shall be a goodly reward, and we will assign easiness for him by our command. So what Zulkarnain said? He said, when he conquered them, he said that who is unjust, I'll give punishment to him, then he'll be returned to his Lord, and Allah will punish him. And as far who believes and do good deeds, he said that there will be a goodly reward for him, and we will make easiness for him by our command. So he said that I'm going to conquer them, and whosoever accept Islam and Allah, I'll be very kind to him and be easy with him. But who does zulm, then I'll chastise him, and Allah will chastise him when they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is zulm? What is injustice? Zulm is, injustice is that if you don't believe in Allah, or you make partners with Allah, or if you are a believer into a lot of sinnings, you know, those are the zulm. So So he said, if you are doing that, I'll chastise you. But if you do your faith and do good deeds, I'll be very kind to you, and you'll have a goodly reward, and I'll make your affairs easy on you. You know, because you are doing good. So, right, just like Islam makes believers' affairs easy, always. You know, like we have Shariat, right? If you read the Shariat, you find that Allah is always kind to you. He doesn't overwhelm you with His rules. Everywhere you have easiness, you know, like in Namaz Qasra. You go traveling on Namaz Qasra. If you are sick, you can do Salat while you are laying down. So, Islam is easy. There's a false propaganda that Islam is a difficult religion. Because if you don't follow Islam, then comes more difficulties. It is other way around. Thumma adama sababa hatta idha balaga matal shamsi wa wajadaha tatluqu ala qawmin lam naj'al lahum min dunihi sitra. Then he followed course until when he reached the rising place of sun. He found it rising upon a people for whom we had appointed no shelter therefrom. So what happened? Last time he went to the west. Now this time he went to east. Till he reached to the east point where he found the people who were not covered by sun. What does it mean that they were not covered by sun? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that they did not know how to build a house, nor did they know how to sew clothes, because they were so backward. Because he went everywhere to preach Islam at that time, you know. And they were so backward that they, when sun used to come, they used to hide in the daytime. كَذَلِكَ وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرَى. So we encompassed in knowledge whatever was with him. So Allah knew everything what he had with him, all the means. Because Allah gave him all the means. So, because he was going for Allah's mission, Allah provided all the means, and Allah knew exactly what he had all those means. See, when you go for Allah's mission, Allah provides the means, and Allah is aware of all the means. You are seeing a lot of missions of Islam nowadays everywhere in the whole world, and Allah is providing all those means. You know, who are the enemies of Islam? They will try to cut down the means for you, but Allah provides you means. And Allah knows what means, and Allah gives victory, right? Same thing happened with him. Even if you do something in our community, you know, and you think that you don't have means, but if you are, you love Allah and you do for Allah, Allah will help you, provide you means. And Allah knows all our means. And you wonder where these means came from. Because Allah provides it. Because Allah helps you. If you help Allah, Allah help you. ثُمَّ أَدْبَوْ سَبَبَا. Then he followed a course. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ سَدَّيْنِ وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِ دُونِهَا قَوْمًا لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا. Until when he reached between the two barriers, he found on the hither side of the two mountain a people scarcely able to understand a saying. What does it mean? So he went to the north till he reached to the a pass between two mountains, and he found the people who could not understand what he was talking. Because why? Because they were so uncivilized that they did not even have developed language much. It's an old story. So he was communicating in very basic levels, you know. So what is that place and what is the description about this? So what they say that when Cyrus went to the north, then on the this one what Allah is talking about is Darial Pass. Darial Pass is in the Caucasus mountain. It stretches from the Caspian Sea to Black Sea. And it is between the town of Tbilisi and Vladikavkaz. That's where the Darial Pass is. And that's where he built the barrier. The great king Cyrus, who was Dhulqarnain, he built the barrier there. So those were his missions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he conquered. He was also in the way to During all his mission, he went to the darkness. What was the darkness? Darkness was on the east side. When he was going, Khizr was with him, was a prophet. And Khizr was also looking for the spring of life. Spring of life. So both went to get the water from the spring of life so that they can have a life forever. So Zulkarnain could not get that water, but Allah allowed Khizr to find that spring of life, and he drank from it and took bath in that. That's why Khizr is still alive. So Khizr is the one who was with Zulkarnain, and this is the same Khizr who will be with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. You know, so there is a link between Zulkarnain and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Mahdi will be the one who will take a journey just like Khizr, just like Zulkarnain. The journey of Zulkarnain was at that time that he ruled the whole world. And Khizr was with him. And that journey had the fruits that Allah made him conquer the whole world with making people believer. And Khizr was with him as his helper. And same Khizr will be coming with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam when he conquered the world, inshallah. Between these two journeys, we see one more journey, which is of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. The fruit of journey of Zulkarnain was limited. In the sense that he conquered the world, but it did not last for too long. And the non-believers came again. Although Khizr was with him. And he had all the means with him. But the journey of Imam Hussain was a very serious journey between these two journeys. That Imam Hussain started with so much in the situation of helplessness. From Medina to Makkah and from Makkah to Karbala. When he started, thousands of people were with him. But by the time he reached to Karbala, only 72 left. So this is the most beautiful journey among all the journeys. Most pious journey among all the journeys. Most sacred journey among the all the journey. When Imam Hussain did this journey, in his mind, there was a journey of Imam Mahdi in his mind. That's why when in this journey, when he reached to Karbala, he said that, is there anybody to help me out? He knew that his journey is going to be finished with helplessness and the martyrdom. But he said that my journey is for my son who is coming down the line. I am preparing my ummah, my nation, to raise against the oppressors. So he finished his journey as the best journey ever been seen on this planet earth, to prepare believer for the final journey of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Khizr alayhi salam. We as a believer, we join the journey of Imam Hussain alayhi salam now. As a sign of the journey, we are always seeing in the 40th of Imam Hussain that people join him in that journey. And the journey will grow to the point that Imam Mahdi will come inshallah conquer with Khizr alayhi salam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah make us join the journey of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. In his path we walk, so we can be the helper of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Inna lillahi inna ilayhi raji'un.